Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Really, 007.
James Bond is coming back to the big screen in cinemas in the UK, and we're hoping to go to every one of the 25 films. Join us as we celebrate the 60th anniversary of our favourite British agents by watching them all in order. We hope you guys are watching them too, so please let us know your thoughts. You can find us on social media at Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, and our podcast is available on iTunes and Spotify, as well as video episodes on YouTube. Simply search for Really 007 Pod. This week we delve into a pure classic. The Aston Martin DB5 was introduced, gadgets galore, and this is one of the best-loved Bond films of all time. This is Goldfinger.
Stop! Look! He's gunning for trouble. 007. It spells Bond.
Shocking.
He's the idol of every woman.
Who are you?
Bond. James Bond.
The envy of every man. The nemesis of the treacherous Mr. Goldfinger. Thrill-making cinema entertainment.
The man with the mind.
A three-time winner for Fleming's Secret Agent 007.
Who are you?
My name is Pussy Galore.
Isn't it customary to grant the condemned man his last request?
You've asked for this.
Come and purr over Honor Blackman as Pussy Galore. The female who is all feline. Also starring Gert Frober as Goldfinger. International cheat. International menace.
Gentlemen!
Goldfinger. Why weren't we told the New York and the West Coast weren't on this?
Goldfinger, I made a delivery. Where is my money?
And you owe me $1 million.
Goldfinger. The man with a finger in every pie. His goal? Fort Knox, the world's biggest bank. His enemy? 007. The world's wiliest, toughest gentleman agent with a license to kill. 007. It spells Bond. James Bond. Mixing business with girls and thrills. Girls and fun. Girls and danger. The hotter the danger, the cooler he takes it.
I think you've made your point, Goldfinger. Thank you for the demonstration.
Choose your next witticism carefully, Mr. Bond. It may be your last.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
Well, let's hear first from Chris's son, Ernie.
I'm quite excited. Yes, I'm very excited to see it. Well, I do like James Bond. And I do like pop as well. So I'm really happy to see it on the big screen.
Good lad, Ernie. And I believe that you've got a car that we're going to be seeing on the big screen, the car from Goldfinger.
Yes.
And can you, what does the car do?
Well, the car, well, it has an eject seat.
Yeah.
A spike, so the wheels can pop. Guns at the front, and then, a shield at the back. And, that stuff comes out the bottom. The slippery stuff.
Oil. Yeah, the oil.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's everything, I think.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Ernie.
Bye.
Hey everyone, this is Sam. I'm just at The View in Salford, about to watch Goldfinger. As I mentioned on the From Russia With Love episode, I actually watched Goldfinger at the Prince Charles Cinema in London in January. Shout out to Dean Tucker from Twitter, who came with me and has been going to the viewings in London with me. Very much appreciated. But yeah, so it's Goldfinger today. I am excited to watch it. It's the only Connery film that I owned as a child, so it's the one that I'm most associated with. However, when I did watch it in London, I actually didn't go down in my ratings or anything at all, but I just kind of noticed that maybe it wasn't the massive behemoth that I, you know, have always thought it was. It's still a completely excellent film and, you know, one of, if not the most iconic Bond films of all time, one of the most iconic films in all of cinema. So it's always great to see this one on the big screen. So I'm happy to be seeing it again tonight. But no, just very excited. I mean, everything about this film is pretty much, you know, perfect. Cast, check. Song, check. The music, check. Villains, you know, women, gadgets. Everything about this film is just completely iconic. Iconic's probably the word of the day for this one out of all of the Bond films. So yeah, very excited to watch it. Looking forward to sitting in a recline chair tonight to watch it with my large Tango Ice Blast. And yeah, hopefully I will have a good response. Well, no, I know I will have a good response to this one. But yeah, hope everyone who's watching it enjoys it too. And I will speak to you soon.
Hi, this is Gary Kay in the Odeon Cinema in Bath. Just about to go in to watch Goldfinger. Really looking forward to watching this. This is my absolute favourite of Connery's Bond films. And my second favourite Bond film of all time. Looking forward to seeing, obviously, the iconic sequences on the big screen. But also, based on my experience of watching Dr. No a couple of weeks back, I'm looking forward to being surprised by things I haven't noticed before. And, of course, John Barry's score as well. And seeing the original Aston Martin DB5 on the big screen should be something special. Catch up with you later.
Well, we're here about to go into the cinema to watch Goldfinger. I'm here with Chris, who's come with his family, as well as John Kell. And we're very excited to see it. John, how are you feeling?
I am really excited about this one. When I had COVID in January and I sat and watched them, it was probably because of the vibe of this, but feeling down. And then this was the film that really lifted my spirits. And it was probably the best time I've ever watched it. It went up in my opinion more than it ever had done, and it was a top draw film for me anyway. So seeing it on the big screen, I am very much looking forward to the soundtrack. I mean, the Goldfinger song is loud at the best of times, so when we're going to put it through the cinema speakers, I'm ready to be deafened, to be quite frank, just to see, like, to see Goldfinger himself, because this is one of the few Bond films that it's basically all centred around the main villain. You know, it's very rare that you see from pretty much scene one after the credits, the whole thing is focused on that villain and looking at him. Usually you're following, like, especially in the previous ones, you've been following a trail to get to them. And this is basically all about Goldfinger. And Gert Frobe, especially, I mean, the fact he's dubbed, it doesn't spoil anything. He absolutely steals every scene he's in. And then, well, we... What more can we say about Connery? I'm just going to love it.
Oh, brilliant, John. So, Chris, I mean, this is obviously like a seminal moment in the franchise. What are you most looking forward to seeing, you know, particularly on the big screen?
I'm really looking forward to, obviously, John Barry's score. Yeah. Intro to Miami, really loud.
Yes.
Oh. I'm looking forward to... Well, there's so much, isn't it? It's like, it's full of so many great set pieces. But the one thing that I do look forward to the most is the fight in Fort Knox, just because of the sound design and that.
Yeah.
is fantastic. Oh. And that's what I'm really looking for. And like you say, it's just, this is where it all kind of fits in its, you know, the formula falls into place for this one. So yeah, really looking forward to seeing it on the screen.
And how does it feel having Jess and Ernie with you here to watch it? Is that quite special?
Yeah, no, I wanted, you know, Ernie to come and see some. So I was expecting to take him to maybe Moonraker, Man with a Golden Gun, and his favourite, Beautiful Kill, but we just thought, oh, you know, it'd be quite nice to, you know, it's Goldfinger. Who doesn't like Goldfinger?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What about you, Matt? What are you excited about?
Well, yeah, I mean, much of those things that you've already said. I don't know, it just feels, it's such a special film. It's been amazing to watch Doctor No and From Russia With Love already, but then, you know, it feels like we're making quick progress, by the way, through the series, but... Yeah, it's just so exciting to see this. This is an iconic Bond beyond belief, really. You know, this is one I remember one of my best mates saying when we were kids, this is his favourite. And you know, you can understand why. And to see such an iconic film on the big screen is really spectacular.
I mean, one of the other things about it, it's the first time you see real character development in Q as well.
Mm.
Q really comes to the forefront in this, and it's going to be great to see Desmond just lapping it up.
Right, well, we'll head on in, and I'm sure we'll have a thoroughly enjoyable evening.
Really 007 is part of the Pod Dojo Network.
Hi guys, Griff here. Wow, Goldfinger on the big screen was everything that I wanted it to be and more. It was great to see Sean in all his glory. The only thing I would say is View and other cinemas, let's be a little bit more creative. It would have been great to have seen maybe like a Thunderball trailer before the film, rather than like the new like films that are coming out. I just think this is 60 years of Bond, and I feel like they could have just done a little bit more to kind of make it feel really special. But I really enjoyed it. I'm very looking forward to seeing more. But wow, to finally see Goldfinger on the big screen is like a bucket list like dream of mine, and it was amazing.
Hi there, Gary Kay again. Just come back from the screening of Goldfinger, and I have to say, completely and utterly blown away by how great that experience was. Certainly my favourite of the Connery Bond films. Honor Blackman's just such a brilliant leading actress. Completely owns the role of Pussy Galore. The character comes across very strong and confident. She's a businesswoman, she's a pilot, she's very adept at judo, which of course Honor Blackman had learnt when she was playing the role of Kathy Gell in The Avengers. Shirley Eaton as Jill Masterson looked absolutely stunning on the big screen. The point at which her character is killed and Bond discovers her covered in paint, her dead body lying on the bed, when it's projected onto a large cinema screen, it just amplifies the shock value of that particular moment. John Barry's outstanding score completely and utterly drives the action along and just sounded phenomenal, as you would expect through a cinema sound system. Ken Adams sets the scale of them, the amount of detail in them, really comes across so much better on a cinema screen than at home watching it, even on a large widescreen television. The lab sequence at the beginning that Bond ultimately blows up, that lab, the amount of detail in that, the interior of that lab that Ken Adam had created for a scene that was relatively brief, just really does take your breath away, and the scale of Fort Knox at the end can only be fully appreciated when viewing it on a large cinema screen. Odd Job and Goldfinger, arguably the greatest pairing of villain and henchman in any of the Bond films. Harold Sakata's character, which just pretty much grunts through the movie, doesn't actually say any spoken words as such, really comes across as a physical menace to Bond. Overall then, really glad I made the trek to go to the cinema to see the film. It was nice to see a larger audience than Doctor No, where it was just me and two other people. When I saw Doctor No, there were quite a few people at this screening. Thanks again to Eon and to Odeon Cinemas for putting these Bond films on and allowing us to see them, in many cases, for the very first time on the big screen. Thank you.
Hello, my name's David Bithell, and I thought I'd, not exactly a lobby correspondent, but I thought I'd give and share my opinion on the recent James Bond reissues that have been shown in the cinema over the last few weeks. I'll be seeing most of them, but I'm particularly looking forward to the Bond films that I've yet to see on the big screen. So one of them was From Russia With Love, which obviously that's been ticked off. The others I'm most really interested in seeing is Moonraker. Now, before people decide to spit at my face, it's purely just to see if the special effects hold up and see if it's, and you know, basically that, just to see if the special effects hold up on the big screen. For Your Eyes Only, I've not seen on the big screen. The rest I have seen either when they were first released, but also there was a reissue of some of the Bond films that View Cinemas made available in the weeks leading up to the release of Spectre. So there was two Connerys one week, then two Rogers, both Timothys, two Pierces and two Daniels, and they shone on Her Majesty's and The Man with the Golden Gun on the final week before, a couple of weeks before Spectre was released. So I have seen virtually all of them on this big screen, but I think it's safe to say that with the three that I have seen that have just been released, Dr. No, From Russia With Love and Goldfinger, the quality of these prints are absolutely superb. Dr. No, which I'd seen as a double bill with Goldfinger in the aforementioned release before Spectre, quality then was fantastic, and even now they're just superb. What really stands out for me with these prints is the scores. I think the Barry scores sound absolutely, I think they sound perfect. I think you can't, they just have an edge to the recording in these prints. I just think they stand out even more than they did in previous prints and previous screenings. From Russia With Love is my favourite. It's my favourite Connery film of the Bonds, because I think it is the most authentic to the Fleming, it's the most authentic film to the Fleming novel, and I also think it's the closest you would ever get to an authentic Cold War thriller. Goldfinger, as great as it is, was the first Bond that set the template for the outlandish futuristic Bonds of the future. And From Russia With Love has that realistic edge with such fantastic characters in it. Kevin Bay, of course, Red Grant. I think it's one of the finest casts in any Bond film, From Russia With Love, but we're here to talk about Goldfinger, so I digress. I don't know whether it's me, but all the screenings that I've been to, is that I miss the United Artists logo that should pop up after the MGM lion. Whether it's just me, I don't know. But yeah, I just feel there's a little piece missing that I don't see the United Artists logo, whether it be the most recent one or the logo which, if you remember from the VHS days, it would start off with a straight white line and then it would slowly revolve to show the UA logo, and the music would just build and build into a kind of a day in the life sort of crescendo, and then you'd have the fanfare at the end. I just miss that. I don't know whether it's just me being a, you know, silly completist, but there you go. The things that I noted about Goldfinger, I mean, I've seen it so many times, of course, but seeing it on the big screen in this new print is, it's obvious, it's the things that you don't notice before, like the introduction of Goldfinger, when you watch him in the distance and he's walking down the spiral staircase, it's like, that's not him, that's a double, which I never noticed before, but I thought, that didn't look like him, or whether it was the screening that I went to, I don't know, but I thought, that don't look like him. I've heard in the past about criticisms about Felix Leiter, the guy that played him. I think his name is it how you pronounce it? C. Slender? People call him Grandad Felix. I've never had a problem with that portrayal of Felix. I think he's great. I mean, you can see there's an instant chemistry between him and Connery. So I think the criticisms about him are a bit harsh. The other thing that leapt to mind is that very dodgy towel-like top that Sean wears in Miami. It looks more fluffier on this print than it does on other screenings, which makes that garment look even worse. But only Sean could pull off wearing that garment. And I have to say that he looks absolutely spectacular in these prints. I mean, maybe man crush is going a bit too far, but he looks absolutely perfect in this, the diamond in the rough.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You could argue that Pierce looked too perfect in the role, but Sean has that rough exterior, that rough edge, which makes him much more believable as a killer for me. Other things that leapt out are, I mean, of course, all films date. Looking at some of the special effects work on this film, I would not like to travel in any of those planes that they show in that film. But everything else, I mean, it's a Bond classic. It always will be. No film stands the test of time, but they can still retain its magic. With Goldfinger, it's wonderful. It's, as I said, it's the first Bond film that set the template for the futuristic Bonds of the series. It's just a wonderful Bond film. It's in my top five. It always will be. Print just looks superb. The Aston Martin DB5, I mean, you know, you can almost be blinded by its beauty showing it on the big screen. And I know your last episode, or your previous episode, is regarding the book of the DB5, which I've purchased and I'm ready to read it. But the book by Simon Hugo and Will Lawrence, I mean, I'm going to get to reading that in due course, certainly before I get to drive a DB5. My gorgeous wife has purchased me for Christmas a Virgin Experience to drive a DB5 and a V8, which will be in sometime in June, which I cannot wait. So seeing Goldfinger on the big screen, watching that four-wheeled object of beauty, just makes me even more excited. The next one I will see is You Only Live Twice. I'll be frying other fish for Thunderball. You Only Live Twice I have not seen on the big screen, nor Diamonds, so they add on to the list. Really looking forward to You Only Live Twice, to see how that stands up on the big screen, especially in widescreen as well, to see Little Nelly's great battle and see how the space special effects stand up. Really looking forward to that. Keep up the good work, guys. I'm a recent recruitment to your podcasts. They sound great. Keep the work up, and I shall really spend as much time as possible catching up on the previous episodes. Cheers, guys. All the best. Bye.
Good evening, Really 007. Long-time listener, first-time caller. This is Michael from Station R, Rosendale. Now on assignment in a top-secret location in Heimburn, if you can ever find me. Goodness me, what have we just watched here? I mean, I rang my dad on the way home and I was probably rambling, so I apologise for doing so now. I mean, where do we start? I suppose there's only one place, really. Connery. To say the man's got charisma and star quality doesn't really do him justice. He's just... you can't take your eyes off him. Every little expression he does, you know, every movement is astonishing. He's more than a movie star. He's quite otherworldly. I mean, the cinema's really the way that these films were meant to be viewed. Every character is like life-size on that screen in front of you. And they're all brought to life in more ways than one, really. Even the minor characters are so vivid, the picture and sound quality are outrageous. You can almost feel the texture on the clothes, as like the M scenes with Connery. You could always reach out and, anyway, sounds a bit weird. It's the most obvious point of the year to say that we're blown away by the scale of it. There's so many things to mention. Every performance, every set, the laser table, the rumpus room. Just vast. Huge, huge things. My perspective's changed in all so many ways, really. I used to prefer Jill to Tilly. Not anymore. The cinema's changed all that. Honor Blackman's pussy, I mean... Freudian slip. I mean, where do you even begin? Just incredible. I felt the cinema added much more emotion and tension. There seemed a real darkness and edginess to it. Oddjob and Goldfinger were really far more menacing than they are on your standard TV that they've ever been before. I mean, the music. I was so immersed in it, I even wondered if the bomb would be defused at the end of it. Goodness me, I mean, how can a film we've seen hundreds of times have such an effect on us? It's just mind-blowing. It's quite moving, really. Magical. There's always these debates, aren't there? Who's the best Bond? Who's this? Who's that? Who's the other? My granddad always used to say, nobody compares to Connery. I used to ask him, who's the best Bond, Grandad? And he'd go, Connery. There was no real debate with that. And off tonight's viewing, I have to say, Grandad, wherever you're listening from, you were right. There's so many people I wish were still around to see these films rerun, not least the people that made them. Thanks, everyone.
So I've just got out of Goldfinger. I would say it's a really, you know, comfortable film to watch. Like, I just relax and chill whilst watching Goldfinger. I don't feel too much stress over it. I don't get worked up over it, really. I just think it's really easy to watch, which I think is a really good thing. There's actually probably over 20 people at this viewing, which I think is the most that I've seen at these recent Bond viewings. So at Dot to Know there was probably around 15, and I think there was only around 7 or 8 up from Rush With Love last week. So over 20 is great, and I think what was really good this time is that there was actually, you know, father and his young son, I presume anyway, who looked about 8 or 9. I think it was just really good to actually, you know, hear his reaction, because he was on the same row as me, to hear that child's reaction to some things. I think I heard a bit of a gasp when Oddjob threw his hat the first time and cut the statue's head off. I don't know whether he'd seen the film before or not. I think the dad was very much one of those who would go and say, oh, this is coming up, oh, yeah, this is what's going to happen. And it just reminded me of going to the cinema with my dad when I was a kid and was watching the Bond films as well. So that was really heartwarming for me. But yeah, just, I feel like I can't really say a lot about this, because I think everyone's spoken about Goldfinger so much. I think I mentioned before about how it's not maybe as much of a favourite as it once was for me. But I think that part of that might just be because I've seen all of them so many times now. And to now just watch them back, especially on the big screen, you can kind of see the differences. And I feel like Goldfinger is so unique compared to Dots Known from Rush With Love, and I think it's for the better and for the worse. I know one thing people have said before is about the locations. It's not very exotic, it's not very thrilling in that sense, and I have to partially agree. I think especially when you kind of take into account the behind the scenes and where the principal cast are is mostly filmed in the UK and a bit in Switzerland, and that's about it. Everything else is, you know, second unit, I'd presume, in Kentucky and other places. So that's a bit of a shame, but I think it still has a good effect, and I think especially if you're new to it and you're young, you won't really notice that at all. But yeah, no, it's really good. Not really any other complaints apart from that. Still a strong favourite, still a very comfortable Bond film. I'm really, really excited to see Thunderball. People have said for years defending it that it's better on the big screen, so I'm hoping that that will be the case this time. So yeah, thanks again for having me, and I will speak to you soon.
I must be dreaming. Goldfinger at my local Odeon, and in 4K. Hello, Ray 007. This is Casino Royale 007. I hope you're all well. Got to say, it was a marvellous experience watching Goldfinger last night. I felt a little overawed at the start watching it, I must admit, as it's one of, if not my favourite, Bond film. Just like last week, I couldn't help but notice the fantastic John Barry score. Really did sound good through the speakers. The fantastic 4K as well, you really notice that in the film. The Swiss Alps look even more beautiful and expansive on the big screen. Connery, I thought he looked tan last week in From Russia With Love, but it's maybe the 4K, or he went on holiday before shooting, I don't know, but yeah, he looks very brown. Having watched the film over 20
80 times. I remember lots of the film, but it did confirm to me just how good Gert Frobe's Goldfinger and Harold Sicartra's Oddjob were. They are, in my opinion, probably the best villain and henchman of the series. I love the quirkiness of Oddjob, particularly when he's admiring himself in the mirror after Bond's crash. Quite amusing. Overall, the film probably hasn't aged well in the sexist attitudes of Bond and controversial Bond scene, but it's of its time and still, in my opinion, the quintessential Bond film. It's also probably, I'd have to say, it's, apart from A Rush With Love, it's Connery's best performance as Bond. He's really good in this. Yeah, it's fantastic. Sign off now. Speak soon. Bye.
Trevor Baxendale couldn't get enough of Goldfinger on the big screen.
I've just come out of Goldfinger and I have to say, I've always respected Goldfinger more than I've loved it. And you can see why it had the effect that it did in 1964. Everything about the previous two films is turned up to 11 in this, and it's much more playful to boot. The absurdities are right there from the start with the scuba duck disguise, and Connery is clearly having a ball. But my main takeaway from the big screen viewing is that the real star of Goldfinger are Ken Adams' amazing sets. Goldfinger's incredible billiard room is just an absurd joy in itself. But the killer set for me is Fort Knox. It's a massive, multi-storied, steel-barred, hard-edged cracker for Bond's inevitable hand-to-hand face-off against Oddjob. The noise, the echoes, the literal countdown ticking away in the background as Harold Sicartra throws Connery around like a rag doll is just an absolutely captivating climax. And on the big screen, it's just quite overwhelming. It's a perfect Bond. I absolutely loved it.
Bob Foster is back to give his thoughts on the big screen version of Goldfinger.
I've just come out from seeing Goldfinger at the Odeon in Derby. Yet again, I'm absolutely blown away by the film on the big screen. Connery looks fabulous, as usual. The colours in the film with this print look fantastic, especially the scene where Jill Masterson is covered in gold paint. It looked really, really menacing. Every single scene is enhanced by seeing it on this print, and I really cannot wait to see the rest of the series.
If you're enjoying the Really 007 podcast, why not follow us on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter? Effective immediately. We're not a country club, 007.
So I had the absolute pleasure of watching Goldfinger at the View Cinema at the Rock in Bury, and I was there with John, with Chris, and with some of Chris's family, which was really lovely. And wow, what an absolute spectacle! Such a joy from start to finish. I think that's the most appropriate word I can think of. Joy. It was just a fabulous occasion. And just seeing that film on the big screen, it really did. If I could love it even more, I certainly do now. I thought from start to finish it was just visually beautiful. The story, the scale, the scope, it was all just wonderful. Starting with that brilliant pre-titles sequence, which really set the tone for those which followed as a kind of separate mission with a vague kind of link to the rest of the story, and then the title sequence, of course. And then, in terms of it being a follow-up to From Rush With Love, it is quite different, because Goldfinger is completely separate to Spectre. It's a different kind of threat and villainy that Bond is up against. And the locations as well are so different from both From Rush With Love and Dr. No. We have the holiday destination of Miami Beach, and then obviously back to London, then to Geneva and Switzerland, which looked absolutely beautiful. The mountains and the scenery there, absolutely stunning. And then of course over to America. Yeah, so and another couple of things to mention. Obviously there are so many brilliant characters in it. Oddjob was as amazing as he always is. I think Goldfinger really the character of Goldfinger, I don't know if I'd
underappreciated him a bit before now. I thought he's such a fascinating character, completely different, as I say, to other villains that have gone before. Some humour in there, some, yeah, obviously sinister, but selfish motives, obsessive motives, rather than something more aligned with Spectre and total, you know, wanting total chaos and I don't know, other things like that. And then I don't know whether it's over halfway through when Pussy Galore arrives, and what a character she is. I thought I appreciated her performance in a way that I hadn't previously done, and the chemistry that she, that Honor Blackman has with Sean Connery is just magnificent, and such a great character. And then Sean Connery again, I mean, goodness me, what more can we say about this man? Just absolutely terrific in the role at this point. He really knows what the role entails, and he's so laid back and enjoying the world of Bond. It really was an absolute pleasure to go and watch this film, and I'm just blown away by it. What an absolute treat.
What was it like seeing your first James Bond film at the cinema?
It felt exciting. Yeah.
Because what are your favourite? You've seen nearly all the James Bond films now. And which are your favourites?
Well, Live and Let Die, View to a Kill, and Man with the Golden Gun.
Okay. So did you enjoy seeing Goldfinger? Because Goldfinger is probably the most famous James Bond film, I think. And obviously it has the car, which is one of the most famous cars.
Well, it felt exciting and fun,
yeah,
really.
Yeah. And what was your favourite bit from the film, can you remember?
Well, when in... the car came in.
Yeah.
Don't like that bit.
Anything else that you liked?
Well, I did like it on the plane, and when it was tense, like at when the bomb was about to explode.
Yeah, that is, and what number does it stop on?
007.
Yes. It is really tense, isn't it? I was like, oh, is he gonna... Even now I've seen it, I don't know how many times I've seen it, but every time I think, oh, it's so close. And James Bond doesn't know what to do, does he? He's like, he's going to pull away.
Actually,
yeah, no. Some scientist comes and stops it. He's like going to start pulling out wires and all sorts, isn't he? He hasn't got a clue. Right, well, I thought it was amazing. This is third in a row for me. Goldfinger was an absolute joy to watch. You know, Connery is fantastic. You know, he's got so many great characters. Pussy Galore is really good.
Yeah.
You know, I think Goldfinger, I love it. As a villain, as a baddie, he's really good, isn't he? He's like, he enjoys it.
Yeah.
He gets to sort of, you know, he does have a disguise at the end, doesn't he? He dresses up as an American general, doesn't he?
Yeah.
But the golf scene's really funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
With him and his caddy.
Yeah.
And they swap the balls, don't they? So, so James Bond is cheating, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He's a bit cheeky in this one. But yeah, I think, what can you say about Goldfinger? It is just brilliant.
Yeah, it's brilliant, yeah.
Well, maybe hopefully next week I can go and see Thunderball. I don't know if you're... that wasn't one of your favourites, was it, Thunderball?
No.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people on Twitter who might agree with you on that, but personally I think it's another classic. I think we'll try and go and see Man with the Golden Gun together. Yeah?
Yeah.
Moonraker?
Yeah.
And A View to a Kill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about Live and Let Die?
Oh, well, yeah, if you like. Yeah, it's a good one. You can't love a bit of Matt Roger, don't you? Love Roger Moore.
I like Octopussy as well.
Yes. What's your favourite bit from Octopussy?
Favourite bit?
Yeah.
Oh, when James Bond stops the bomb, he's like this.
Another one?
Hey, there's a bomb! There's a bomb!
Well, maybe we'll get to go and see... Maybe you'll end up going to see all of Roger Moore films. Who knows? But we'll see. All right. So this is from Chris.
And Ernie.
See you at the cinema.
Bye.
Really, Douglas.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.